Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 109 of the 80%. We took a break last week, kaya wala tayong episode, but we're now back to start a brand new season. Today, we're going to talk about the effort paradox. We'll define what it is and explain the reason why we give more value to things that required a lot of effort to create, and how we can use this cognitive concept to help us succeed in life. What you'll hear in this episode is an audio clip from one of my live stream sessions on my YouTube channel. I received good feedback from that video, so I decided to also share it here, because I know you'll find value in it too. So I hope you enjoy. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. For today, we're going to talk about the effort paradox. And ano ba tong effort paradox na to? I first read about this sa Twitter. And according to the one who posted a tweet sa effort paradox, ang sabi niya, you have to put in more effort to make something appear effortless. You have to put in more effort to make something appear effortless. Effortless, elegant performances are often the result of a large volume of effortful, gritty practice. Small things become big things. Simple is not simple. Ako, napakaganda nung sinabi ni, na napakaganda yung nung sinabi dito kasi madalas I hear people na parang natural talent niya kasi yan. And kaya madali lang para sa kanya. Pero kung titingnan natin, of course, ang tao may mga natural born talents. I believe that if you have talent on something, that will make you good. Pero it will require practice, it will require effort if you want to become great and excellent at something. For example, may kakilala ko, ang galing-galing niyang photographer. Okay? So, pag hinahire siya na mag-cover, for example, ng isang wedding, yung mga pictures talaga na kinukuha niya, ang ganda. And I've heard some people na ano ba naman yung ginagawa niya? Nagki-click lang siya ng camera, ipo-point and shoot lang niya yung camera. And it might seem effortless, pero I know na yung friend ko na yon, it took him years to master yung effortless photography. Ibig sabihin, napakarami niya ng na-cover na weddings. Kaya pag umaattend siya ng kasal, alam niya na kung saan siya pupwesto, alam niya na kung ano yung magandang angulo. Nakikita niya yung ilaw dun sa wedding venue tsaka sa reception venue. Alam niya na kung saan siya kukuha, anong angulo na maganda yung lalabas sa picture. So it might seem effortless na kuha lang picture yan. Pero maraming practice yon. Maski yung settings ng camera, tinimpla niya yon through trial and error, doon niya nakuha yung tamang timpla nung settings nung camera, yung tamang brightness nung ilaw niya, kaya maganda yung mga photos na nakukuha niya. nung college, meron din akong kaibigan na grabe, effortless sa kanya magsulat ng isang essay, no? Pag meron kaming assignment na magsusulat ng reaction paper, for example. Siguro, 1 hour and a half, tapos niya na yung kanyang assignment. Samantalang kami, it would take us half a day, minsan whole day, to write a reaction paper or an essay on a particular assignment. So, iniisip namin, napaka-effortless naman nitong friend namin, itong dormmate. Actually, dormmate ko siya. And sinasabi namin nung umpisa na talagang talented na writer siya. Magaling siya na writer. Pero, nung kinuwento niya, kasi ever since nung elementary, nagsusulat na siya. Mahilig siya talaga magbasa at mahilig siya magsulat. Tapos nung high school, naging editor din siya nung newspaper, school newspaper nila. Kaya nahasa siya over many years na magsulat. At sa utak pa lang niya, alam niya na kung paano i-organize yung thoughts niya and paano maging coherent and concise dun sa mga gusto niyang sabihin. Kaya nung college kami, kapag meron kaming reaction paper na kailangan isulat or essay na term paper na kailangan isubmit, mabilis niya nang naisusulat yung mga gusto niyang sabihin. So, for us, na hindi siya kilala, it might seem effortless. Pero behind that, there's always a story na it took that person many years of practice to do. Okay? So small things become big things. Simple is not simple. So kung gusto natin gumaling sa isang bagay, kailangan natin siyang bigyan ng effort. Effort is both costly and valued. So cognitive science indicates that mental and physical effort is costly. When given a choice, we tend to avoid effort. But we also give more value to things that require effort to attain. Siyempre, pag nagbibigay ka ng effort, kailangan mo magbigay ng time, ng energy, minsan money, you have to have capital also to pursue something. And it's human nature na we try to avoid effort. Kasi siyempre, mahirap, ang utak natin, mas bias tayo sa present. Ibig sabihin, kung may iwasan natin na mahirapan ngayon, yun yung unang ipupush ng utak natin na, nako, mahirap yan masyado, mamaya mo na gawin yan. In fact, that is one of the reasons why we procrastinate. It's our mind telling us na try to avoid this painful experience of making an effort because it is costly. Pero, if we look at the things around us, human nature din na magbigay ng value sa mga bagay na alam natin it required a lot of effort to attain. For example, meron tayong, binigyan tayo ng dalawang painting. Yung unang painting, it's an abstract painting na merong isang line at saka isang dot. Tapos yung pangalawang painting, it's a self-portrait of the painter. If we look at those two types of paintings, of those two paintings, although syempre art is subjective, ang tendency ng isang ordinary person, I would say, is mas bibigyan niya ng value yung self-portrait dahil alam natin na medyo mas mahirap gawin yon kesa dun sa painting na mayroong isang linya at isang tuldok lang. Although, of course, there are paintings that look like that, that are very expensive. But yung human tendency natin is, if something requires more effort, we tend to give it more value. For example, yung pyramids of Giza versus a skyscraper in the city. We tend to give more value dun sa pyramids of Giza knowing that it was created several years ago, centuries ago, and we know that it required a lot of effort and manpower. Mas mahirap gawin yon during that time versus a skyscraper na napaka-ordinary na rin gawin ngayon. We all have the technology. So when we look at the pyramids of Giza versus a ordinary city skyscraper, mas napapabilib tayo dun sa pyramid. It's also the same pagdating dun sa friend ko na baker, no? So meron siyang mga cake na pre-made, no? Ito yung mga the usual cake, chocolate cake, caramel cake na ginagawa niya na before at tapos binibenta niya. Ngayon, kung merong nagre-request sa kanya ng customized na cake, syempre mas mahal yung singil niya kasi mas malaki yung effort na ibibigay niya doon sa customized na cake. And we all understand that. Kapag ready-made na cake, alam natin na ganito yung price niya. At kung gusto natin siya ipa-customize, we also know na kailangan natin magbayad ng extra because that will require more effort. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Ang obstacle natin, usually, when we are trying to pursue something is starting. Kasi yung utak natin, nag-resist. Kasi yung effort na kailangan nating ilabas sa umpisa, ayaw yun ng utak natin. And pagdating sa effort paradox, or simply sa pagbibigay ng effort sa isang bagay, isa sa mga susi, or one of the strategies for us is to think about the value that we will create in the end. So, kung kunwari, gusto natin mag-aral ng stock market trading at meron tayong mga online courses na inenrolan at mga libro na mga binili, syempre, sisimulan na natin mag-aral, sisimulan na natin basahin. Minsan, nagpo-procrastinate tayo kasi mental effort yun eh. Pero if you want to overcome that obstacle na tinatamad or nagpo-procrastinate tayo, try to think of the value that we will be able to create in the end. Isipin natin yung mga opportunities na makukuha natin if we try to give effort on doing this. So isipin natin na pag pinag-aralan ko to, binasa ko to, tinapos ko tong course na to, matututo ako mag trade online, matututo ako ng stock trading, and then eventually I'll be able to earn from it. So yung oras, yung energy, and even the money that I put out to learn this course, it will eventually come back to me later on pag marunong na ako mag-trade na stock market. So thinking about that, yung value that it will create for us, is an effective way to overcome the obstacle of starting, to be able to tell our brains na huwag ka na mag-resist to exert the initial effort to start kasi meron siyang balik sa'yo. So if we want to start something, start a project, pursue a goal, and napapansin natin na medyo tinatamad tayo or nagpo-procrastinate tayo sa pagsisimula, it's a good inspiration or it's a good motivation to think of the result, the value that it will create for us. Yung pagsisimula, usually yun lang naman talaga yung pinakamahirap. Kasi once you start, more often than not, once you make it a habit sa sarili mo na pinupurso yung particular goal na yon and constantly making an effort, we will experience yung state of flow. So being in a state of flow also means being in the zone. So performing a mentally effortful activity in which one is fully immersed produces positive feelings of energized focus and enjoyment in the activity. Isa sa mga unang pumasok sa akin dyan yung pagtakbo ko. So running, for example, mahirap siya sa umpisa, nakakatamad. Pero ako, instead of procrastinating at tinatamad, I start by focusing on ano ba yung value na i-create nito. Of course, it will make me healthy and yung value na yon is important to me. Kaya, nagbibihis ako, naglalagay ako ng rubber shoes, ng running shoes ko, tapos nagsisimula ako. While doing my exercise, while running, there will always be a point na parang ayoko na, mahirap na, no? Pero I try to resist that kasi eventually, I don't know if you've heard of it, yung runner's high, nag-e-enter tayo ng state of flow. Pupasok tayo dun sa zone na kung saan nagkakaroon tayo ng second wind, bigla tayong nag-e-enjoy dun sa ginagawa natin, nawawala bigla yung pagod natin. I think it's not just me, but I guess a lot of athletes experience that, yung being in the zone. Not only sa physical, but also in giving mental effort. May nakausap ako na isang manunulat. Teacher siya, pero nagsusulat siya ng mga books on poetry and literature on the side. Sinasabi niya, it takes a lot of mental effort to sit down and write something. Kung may kakilala kayong writer, sasabihin nila na ang pinakamahirap talaga yung magsimula. Yung first paragraph ang pinakamahirap isulat. Pero once na maisulat mo na yung first paragraph, once you focus on writing the next sentence, you will usually enter a state of flow. Papasok ka dun sa zone na yon na parang mawawala lahat ng mga bagay na nasa paligid mo, tapos tuloy-tuloy lang yung pagsusulat mo. I'm sure na experience nyo na rin yan nung pag nag-aaral kayo, di ba? Pag nasa mood, quote-unquote, nasa mood na kayo na talagang lahat ng binabasa mo, nare-retain mo. So you are in the zone. And that can only be achieved if you really give it some effort. Yung mga naghihintay ng right time, naghihintay ng inspiration bago magsimula, naghihintay sila na sipagin bago simulan ang isang bagay. Nako, that's the wrong mindset. Simulan mo muna. You have to start. And once you start, slowly, you will enter the zone. And suddenly, you will feel motivated, you will feel inspired, you will feel yung energized, focused, and enjoyment dun sa ginagawa mo. That's one thing that you should be excited about if you're giving effort on something. Ako lagi pag meron akong gagawin na mahirap sa umpisa, ang sinasabi ko na lang ay kailangan kong tiyagain kasi eventually magiging masaya to or mag-i-enjoy ako dito. And of course, if we are consistent with our efforts, if we enjoy the process of working on something, eventually, we will achieve or we will reach that point that doing that thing becomes effortless for us. Something na second nature na sa atin. Kasi natutunan na natin yung skill na yon, na nahasa na natin yung talent natin. So that's the effort paradox. So in summary, so effort is required to make something seem effortless. So pag may nakikita tayo na parang andali-dali lang sa kanya gawin yung isang bagay, more often than not, marami siyang practice na ginawa, marami siyang oras na binigay para magmukhang effortless yung isang bagay sa kanya. And that's also something that we can do. If we want something to seem effortless for us, we need deliberate practice. So effort costs time, energy, and money, but it creates back value. Thus, to overcome the hurdle of starting, think of the value that will be produced with your effort. So kung nahihirapan ka, tinatamad ka magsimula, isipin mo muna kung ano ba yung goal mo? At pwede mong imagine na naatingin mo na yung goal na yon, kasi that will create an initial rush of inspiration and motivation para magsimula. Now, once you start, you can now shift your focus from the goal, give more focus dun sa habit on being consistent. You try to give more effort on improving yourself daily, making yourself consistent, being persistent with the habit. Once you start, effort becomes enjoyable if we can reach that state of flow. Why am I talking about the effort paradox? So if you have goals for this year, think of this, yung effort paradox, as one strategy that can help you achieve your goals. May it be something simple na matuto magluto, di ba? Something, it's a skill that will be very useful for us for the rest of our life, or learning a new routine such as an exercise routine, or something that we know that will help us earn more money in the future, like learning how to trade the stock market or learning about different financial instruments, even starting a business. So that's something that we can also, the effort paradox is also something that we can leverage and use to our advantage. So kung ano man yung gusto nyo simulan ngayong taon na to, it will require effort. But think of the rewards in the end, the value that it will create for you, and be excited on experiencing that state of flow when you are already pursuing that goal. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.